Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The South African Institute of Civil Engineering says around half of the country's public infrastructure has collapsed or is close to collapsing and needs to be addressed as soon as possible. The Institute's president, Marianne van der Schuren, warned that something has to be done or South Africa may become a failed state. MoneyWeb, in its report on the Institute's 2022 infrastructure report card, said South Africa scored a D, which suggests infrastructure is at risk of failure. An E rates it unfit for purpose. The United Nations Economic Commission for Africa has warned that leaders in countries investing in fossil fuel infrastructure will leave behind a legacy of debt to be carried for generations to come. At COP27, African countries argued that fossil fuels were necessary for them to increase access to electricity. The World Bank, in its latest report, says only 8 African countries were on course to achieve universal electricity access by 2030. We know that electricity is key for economic development, and fossil fuels are the easiest entry to access. Richemont's 24% growth in half-year results pushed its share price up 13%, and a rally in Chinese shares, including Tencent, saw a 9% gain in Naspers and an 8% gain in Prosus. The upshot on the JSE was a 3.2% gain on the all share to 72,982 and 3.7% on the top 40 to 66,643. US stocks capped their best week since June with confidence back in tech shares on Wall Street. The Dow ended Friday's session up 0.1%, the S&P 500 up 1%, and the Nasdaq up 2%. London's FTSE closed down 0.75%. Asian markets mixed ahead of American President Joe Biden and Chinese Premier Xi Jinping's meeting at the G20 summit in Bali later today. Hong Kong up 3.5%, Tokyo down 1%, and Sydney up 0.2%. The dollar continues to soften on those lower inflation numbers from last week, now 103.27 to the euro. So the rand at 17.27 to the greenback, it's 20.35 to pound sterling and 17.84 to the euro. Gold at $1,764, platinum $1,037, Bitcoin down 1% to $16,154, and a barrel of Brent crude, $95.85.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.